take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice.
To The Voice.
The Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Hey, what's good, family? This is Joe Pia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Just a conversation with Miss Sandy J.
Right now on TPV Radio.
This is different. I don't know why I'm nervous. You can see me? Where do you see me at?
Well, we are live on the radio side. It's just a conversation with Miss Sandy J. We're switching things up. Yes, we are live on Facebook, but you do not see her face. So, we're good. We're ready to get this party started.
Good morning. I am
good morning.
I am connecting with my guest right now. We are live on Instagram. I feel like I need to lower my seat. We are live on Instagram. We are live on TPV Radio. Let me connect my guest real quick. Good morning to everyone. I hope everyone had a great weekend, a great week. It is Wednesday, and it is halfway through the week, and I am super excited. Hopefully you all can hear me. I got like three different speakers going on right now, but thank you all for joining in this morning. I'm getting ready to send our guest the link so that he can join in as well. And I am ready to go. So let me go to StreamYard real quick. You know what? Listen, let me tell y'all, learn something new every day. So I've been getting used to StreamYard more and more. I mean, it's only been 9 months. But let me turn all my lights on, too. Let me get some light going. I hope I'm... Oh, Lord. Y'all might be a little greasy this morning. You know, she got to do a little something with her hair. You know what I mean? Like, just fresh start. But anyway, on StreamYard, there is a way where you can connect other people, right? That's numero uno. That's the number one thing, right? But also, there's a way where I could have just sent my guest the link via Messenger. So, like I said, learn something new every day. I'm going to send him the link on Messenger, and I'm going to say tap in, and he's going to join us. I have my questions ready. Y'all know I be taking notes. Look, I got my notebook. Ready to go. It's going to be a great show. I'm super excited. I am really feeling greasy, yo. Like, I'm trying to, like, not touch my face, all right? Because, listen, y'all know one of my jobs, please close this tab and continue to stream y'all. Okay. One of my jobs is an esthetician. So I went to school to be an esthetician. I went to, it's called aesthetics, right? So anything you think of in reference to, let me get my camera right on, whatchamacallit, look, it's always the angles. We got to make sure the angles is right. So anyway, I went to school for aesthetics, and in aesthetics, I learned, I don't like my hair on that side. Anyway, in aesthetics, we learn how to... Hey, bro. Okay, he's here. My bad. I'm talking to the people about my jobs and stuff. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. What a shame. Is it me or is it you? Say something. Nope, I can't hear you. Okay. There is... It might... I might need to just close out of StreamYard because edit mic settings. Let me do that. Let me turn the mic up. Turn me up in the headphones, Kanye. Okay, anyway. But you can hear me, though. Okay, so let me... This is... You know what? Here we go. Let me turn up. Can you hear me now? I can't hear you. Ah! I'm going to have a whole fit. Okay. Worst case scenario, I'll just go live on Facebook. Let's just do that. How do I do that? I think I can do that. Let me go to Facebook.
Hey,
StreamYard
sis.
Is devil this morning.
Hey, sis.
I had this problem last week with my, no, the week before with my co-host, and I couldn't hear her back when we were doing conversations, and now is doing it again. So let me go to Facebook because I am not...
Hey, sis.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hey, sis. Have a suggestion.
Yes.
Just have him call in the station, and it'll make your job a whole lot easier.
Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so, I got you on my, look, I got the radio station on the phone, y'all. So, I'm trying to reduce the amount of, internet access that I'm using, because before I would have, the tablet, I got the phone right there, I got the laptop, so it's no problem at all. Let me go on here, and let me just do what I do. So, station, because I think I'm just going to have to, close out StreamYard, and reopen conversation with Preston Mitchell. Oh, I should have tagged you. No, I can't tag. Preston, are you following the conversation page? Probably not. on Facebook. Go on Facebook. It's called It's Just a Conversation. I'm going to tap you in right now. Hold on 1 second. All right, so I did everything. I did that. Choose page you want to manage. Look, and then it don't help that I'm a part of, like, 5 different pages. I don't want to do a test broadcast. Let me see. Let me get this up. Connect streaming software to go live. Okay, so anyway, I'll finish telling y'all my story. It's cool. So, like I said, I went to school for aesthetics, and so I learned in aesthetics, which is the study of the skin. So facials, waxing, we did makeup, we did everything that has to do with the skin, and I learned, y'all, not to touch your face. Right? Because your hands, you got to think of all the things your hands touch anyway. Now with COVID, you really ain't trying to touch nothing. But all the things that we touch that do not serve our face justice. So let me post the page. Yes, post on the timeline. That's what I want to do. So you are now interacting. All right, so anyway, I just really, y'all, I'm, like, really excited about this interview, and I'm, like, trying to make sure it's just going to be a conversation. I'll introduce guest. My guest is Mr. Preston Mitchell, and... He is a, what's the name of the app? It's just, look, I got my phone on Do Not Disturb, so he's messaging me right now. Add me back. Okay. Anyway, he is a phenomenal artist, okay? Phenomenal, is there a word higher? I'm trying to think. Anyway, he's a phenomenal artist. He is an illustrator. He draws. He paints. He is, like, just freaking dope. And so, anyway, I discovered him from a Facebook ad. Matter of fact, I discovered him from a Facebook ad, and I saw that he had this coloring book, right? This was like last year. This was like last August, I want to say. Last August, I saw this ad on Facebook, and it was this coloring book, and it was like an African-themed coloring book, and I was like, wow, that's dope, you know? And so I saw the coloring book. Y'all know I did the High School Musical last year, and share it to your timeline. Yes. I literally was like, oh, you know, and I'm always, you know, getting the girl stuff or whatever. And then I invite, yay, okay. I saw this guy that had this coloring book, and I was like, man, I want to get the girl some coloring books. So I did. Now we debate about this. We were talking yesterday, and I was like, I thought I bought 2 dozen coloring books, right? And he was like, no, you bought like 10. And I was like, no, I bought like 2 dozen because I had like 20 girls. He was like, nah, you bought like 10. So I scrolled back through, the Messenger to discover like where or how many that I had bought, right? So anyway, it was hilarious because I did buy 10. He was right. But I went through the coloring book. I gave, you know, some of my girls coloring books. I gave some of my family, some of my nieces, etc. my coloring book, or his coloring book, and they just absolutely loved it. And so, anyway, that's where I met Mr. Preston. And ever since then, we'll tell you a little bit further, but ever since then, he has been, like, a phenomenal guy. You know, he has definitely been supportive. I'm live. In live. Okay, I'm live, but I'm looking for him. So anyway, he's been truly supportive, so I'm excited to talk with him this morning, and I literally have, like, I have to do better, y'all, with this, people can mute themselves. Okay, that's nice. I don't want nobody to mute themselves. Let me go on. So anyway, I'll share with y'all a little bit. So Preston is going to be doing my illustrations. I'm putting together a little sum, okay? I'm doing a little sum, and oh my god. And it doesn't help that I'm using this laptop that is not very forgiving of join my room to video chat. Okay. That's not working very well. So anyway, we have some great things in the works, and I can't wait to get him on so that we can talk, so that we could just, it's just a conversation, like, we just want to talk. But, my camera is working, my microphone is working, I want to join the room. All right, it's joining. Okay, I'm just going to be patient. I don't know where it's joining at because I can't accept. There. Okay, did I do it right this time? I think I did. He joined the room. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yo, I'm going to smack myself. I'm going to smack myself. Let me tell you why. I have this microphone, right? And it's plugged into my laptop. But I've never... I'm going to smack myself. I've never... But it don't go in my... Anyway, it don't go in my ear. It's just a microphone. So I probably could have heard you on... You know what? Would it be... Let's go back. Let's go back. I'm about to invite you back to... I'm about to invite you back to whatchamacallit. Let me send you the link. Aye, aye, aye. I'm like, I have this joke. I'm not going to share it because I don't think it's truly appropriate for daytime television. But I have this joke where I want to shake myself, like literally. It's okay. I'm going to end the live on this, bro. I sent you the link for StreamYard. Now that I should be able to hear you, tap into that link. Let's see if that works. So that the world will be a better place. I'm done. I'm so done. I feel so special this morning. I do. I feel so special. Look, is it the lights? Let me see. It might be the lights are affecting my noggin. It might be the lights. Instagram has been with us this whole time, though, but do you have the link for, I just sent you the fresh,
no.
You got it? Okay, cool. I'm going to end, hold on. I'm going to end. Let me see. I'm going to end the live on Facebook and live. It's okay. It's all good. You can hear me?
Yep, I hear you good.
See, I'm gonna kick myself. I'm gonna tell y'all later while I'm late. I won't be late again. Hi, good morning. Okay, let's go live. Let's go live. All right. I kind of introduced you to Instagram, but I'll have you introduce yourself. Good morning. It's just a conversation. All right, that's it. It's just a conversation. I'm going to have to take this off because this thing is, like, interfering with my earrings. But I want to introduce to you all my guest, who is Mr. Preston Mitchell. I'll let him tell you all about himself. All right? Good morning.
How's everybody doing? I'm not a man of many words. My name is Preston Mitchell. I'm an artist, painter, visionary, creator, illustrator. You name it. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm 28, born in 92, baby. Let's see. My biggest inspiration, I would have to say.
No, that's one of my questions. Look, it's just a conversation. We're going to get right into it. So I already told the people on Instagram how I met you, but I'll share. Now, with Facebook world, where's my pen? Because I be taking notes. I'm a writer. Preston is an illustrator, a creator. And so I told the people about the Facebook ad, right, king of ads in my life right now, king of ads. And I was telling the people how I discovered Earth Motherland, right? And so we'll get right into it. So my first question to you is, when did you first discover that you were talented in the realm of art?
I would have to say my 10th grade year in high school.
10th grade.
I had an art teacher named Mr. Donald. Man, mm-hmm. Shout out to Mr. Donald. He was super cool. I was like one of the only students who actually paid attention in art class.
Right.
He gave me a canvas and said, hey, you paint this canvas, I'll give you an A for the semester.
Right.
So, took it home, lifted it up that night, took it next to me, like, hey, make another one. Make some more. So
right.
I got 3, 4, 5
canvases.
Wow.
Like,
hey, pretty good. You should do something with it. And I was like, you know what? I'm probably in.
Right.
I cut from my basketball team. I didn't make it. I thought I was going to the NBA.
Not basketball. What?
I thought I was going to the NBA. I was like, you know, left-handed too. But, you know,
oh, my gosh.
But that didn't work out.
That didn't work. But, hey, you know what they say. Everything happens for a reason. So... basketball was not your calling, but art definitely is, you know. So that's dope, 10th grade. And then where did, I don't know, I don't want to ask that question yet. Let me not jump to the gist of, but when you're not creating art, what do you do for fun?
Man, that's a good question. I'm learning that now, so mm-hmm. I like to travel.
Travel.
I like to go to the casino.
Okay. Casino, but not condone. Don't develop a habit, basically. Right. Right.
I like to paint.
Right. For fun? You like to paint for fun?
I like to paint for fun. Like, sometimes I just throw some paint on the canvas, or just abstract. I'm not really a big abstract artist. I'm
right.
Technical stuff.
Yeah.
I like to drive.
Right.
I like to get in my car and just drive. You know, even if I leave my phone at home.
What? Oh. You said leave the phone at home. How you going to get home? No, look, let me stop.
I'm pretty clear to a direction.
Right.
So I go places. I just, you know, may go out for 30 minutes and come back.
Yeah.
I free my mind. Escape from the outside. I like puzzles. I actually want to get a Super Nintendo. I don't play video games much, but I do want to get back into the, because I had a Nintendo growing up.
Right.
I play Connect Four. I'm a champion. Of
Not Connect Four.
Okay, Connect Four, you get it.
You said Connect Four competition coming soon? Gotcha. Gotcha.
What else do I like to do? I like to help you, too. That's
right.
Like
right. Just being kind. I dig it. I love it. Now my question is, who inspires you?
Who inspires
me? Mm-hmm.
My biggest inspiration is probably my mom.
Aw, Mama Duke.
A lot. Yeah, Mama Duke. Mama Duke's probably my biggest inspiration. Behind her is my daughter.
Right.
She's like the most adventurous, artistic kid I ever
do. Aw.
Very ambitious, so I definitely get inspired from her. And I also get inspired from just women and plants.
Right.
Kind of a random.
Women and plants. Okay.
I don't have a green thumb, but I admire plants.
Everything dies when it comes in across the threshold. It dies. It doesn't. Let me tell you about the plants in my life. I bought a plant, beautiful plant. It was almost like a tree. It was really big and tall. That thing, in my defense, like, this is what I drink. I drink alkaline water. I drink high pH balanced water daily, right? But I use one of them knockoff brands to water the plant. And I swear within like 2 days, it was dead. And I was like, that wasn't me. That wasn't my fault. That was that water. That was that water. That was not me. Yeah, I was Kroger, Sam's Club, $3.98 for a 72 pack. Anyway, so Mama Dukes, your daughter, and women and plants. I love it. I love it. I really want to inquire about your favorite artistic creation. What is your favorite? Whether it be a drawing, a painting, not that you've created, but that you have seen or experienced in the world?
In general?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Hugo Brandt. He's like one of my biggest inspirations. He's a black artist.
Hebrew
Brantley, H-E-B-R-U, Brantley.
Brantley, okay.
He's like one of the, I actually reached out to him for a mentorship.
What?
Maybe not, but and I didn't get a response yet.
Not yet. You haven't gotten a response yet.
Yes. So he's like, he has his own art, like kind of similar to mine, not, you know, Afrocentric, but he has a figure or an image that he's created that he kind of pushes him. That's been like been one of my inspirations.
I dig it. Afrocentric. He's from Chicago. Okay. That is awesome. What is it about him that is motivating or inspirational for you?
The art, number one, the colors that he uses, the color palettes, he uses a lot of brown skin tones, greens, reds, and blacks. So a lot of color palettes I use. Also, that he's actually a successful black artist.
Right.
Someone that I you know, I look up to.
Yes.
There's not a lot of us in the field that, you know, that have that kind of spotlight. He,
right.
You know, he's like up here when
yeah.
you know, everybody's trying to get to that level.
Right.
Kind of, you know, kind of a high pedestal.
Heck yeah. I love it. What would you say is your most prized artistic possession?
My most prized artistic possession is my Earth Motherland.
Yes.
4 foot by 4 foot feet. It's definitely
4 feet, you said.
Four feet.
So 4 feet going up and 4 feet going from left to... Wow. Wow. When did you create that?
2015. So
wow.
I started out as a simple sketch on paper.
Right.
Sketch went viral. And I
did
painting went viral. And I was like, you know what? Turn this into a brand.
Yeah.
So then I was kind of, you know, well, miscellaneous products.
Right.
That's what I
did.
Colorbook.
Wait, don't tell him about the color book. Yeah, we getting there. Dang, you jumping ahead. No, let me stop. No, let me stop. No. I do want to know in regards to, let me just read the question, Sandy. Do you have a routine set out before you paint, draw, or anything, or create any type of art? Is there a routine? Like, do you go through, like, do you light the incense? Do you go through, like, this headspace of, like, meditation? What is it that you do before you create?
I know it's going to sound kind of weird, but I paint the most when I'm upset.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I paint and create the most when I'm not in the best mood, because that's when I'm, you know, fired up, fueled up.
Right.
But most of it, outside of that, it's just a random.
I'm not even surprised. I'm not. You want to know why? My best writing has come from me being so mad, like irritated, hot, fiery, red. And man, so I dig it. What's the most you've charged for a painting? Just out of curiosity.
I'm charged?
Yes.
Right now, it's about $1,200.
$1,200. And what type of piece is that?
It was actually an Egyptian Nefertiti painting.
Oh, nice. Is that the one on your Instagram?
Yeah,
of course. Nice. I love that.
I want to hold my art, so I kind of understand the value of it.
Right. So I like to show it off. I dig it. That's dope. All right, please tell us about Earth Motherland. What is Earth Motherland?
Earth Motherland is actually a metaphor for the beauty of the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we all go through, trials and tribulations, and something is always on the other side that's better.
Right.
But what she embodies. So that's why her head is tilted down. It's like the expression is, how can I put it? The expression is, it's a good, it's a bad, but it's a good.
Right.
So it evokes that, you know, the act of knowing self,
right.
Loving self, and accepting self.
Absolutely.
So especially like three gifts of Earth Mother.
I gotcha. And so I discovered Earth Motherland from this coloring book. I saw this ad. And it was an ad for a coloring book. And I was like, that's dope, right? And more we're starting to see more coloring books of African descent, right, that represent, you know, black culture, that represent, African Americans. And so where did the drive, where did the determination come from to do a coloring book?
Honestly,
COVID. Oh.
Everything I had down. Paint parties. I had jackets, shirts, purses.
Oh.
You made masks. Everything.
Right.
Should just shut down.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I need to figure out a way that I can still stay in business.
Yes.
So I clicked in my head. I said, paper. Paper. Paper will always be in business. Paper is always. They got menus, napkins. You name it. Paper.
Everything.
Whatever.
Right.
Somebody's printing it, pandemic or not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to come out with a book.
Right.
So I thought about making an art, you know, like an art book with just art in it. And I'm like, they can see that online for free.
Right.
I'm like, I would, me personally, I wouldn't pay $20 for an art book.
Right.
You know, it's not valuable, but this is my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need something interactive. So if I first started out with, so I have a word search in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off with word search page first. I'm like, let's do a word search book.
Right.
Like
the whole book, just word search? Is that the, that's what you were thinking?
I would do a color book instead.
Right.
I just, you know, I started drawing out some pages, putting
right.
it together, and boom, it was, you know, I did a little, a lot of research. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I failed a little bit in the beginning. I learned a lot of lessons. Still learning now.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, in the process, COVID and the will to not give up
right.
gave me the inspiration.
Right.
Come on. I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know it was going to be as good as it's been now. It's really shocking. It took me 5 years to get that one good product.
Yes. Trial and error. Hey, but you didn't give up, and that's the determination and the drive. That is what pushes us because, you know, prior to COVID, I was doing Sandy Sweets. You know, I had a whole pastry business where I was catering, you know, birthday parties and bar mitzvahs, funerals, you name it. Like, I literally was, like, in the business of baking, you know, and COVID was like, nah, you know, but my motto is I definitely stand behind, like, everything happens for a reason. And so I needed to go through, like, the halt of that part of my business to get, you know, to get further along. And so I'm really interested to know what celebrity would be your dream creation to do, like, in person. Like this person calls or they have their people call your people, whatever, and they're like, hey, I want you to fly out to wherever, Venezuela, right? I want you to fly out. I want you to fly out, and I want you to create this piece of me in person. Who is that person?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive. Both. Let's do one of both. That sounds
one
fun.
One of both? Oh,
yes.
Dead? Michael Jackson. Also.
Michael Jackson.
Michael
gotcha.
Jackson. I was dead from having. I did a Michael Jackson painting. It was actually pretty cool. I love it.
Yes.
Alive. Can I have a top four alive?
Top four?
No, can I have a top, like a male and
oh,
a
yes,
male?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, alive, I might have to go with Erykah Badu.
Okay. And love Erykah Badu.
Male, let's go. I'm going to probably say Hebrew Brett.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
I would want to do a collab with him. That would be my, oh my God.
Fire, fire. Hey. Love. Yeah, I feel like I've been to quite a few Erykah Badu performances. Maybe at least two or three. And you know, I'm in Texas, so she right down the street in Dallas, you know, and so anytime I know that she's performing, I went to one of her events. Yo, anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. But that is dope. I think that would be awesome. We might have to try to set that up for you, Preston. Like,
oh, she's coming to Nashville.
What? Wow. Listen, get in the room. That's it. Get in the room.
Right.
What, here's an interesting question I came up with. If I Googled you, what would I find?
You Googled me? You'll probably find my art. Nothing. I have no background, no record.
No.
I'm clean.
Yeah. So art, different artistic pieces. Do you have people who give, like, reviews, who, like, express, like, their gratitude, things like that? Okay.
Yeah, I have actually had a few people on YouTube do a review of the color book.
Oh, nice.
And I just quite a few of them. Some of them didn't actually put the title of the book or
right.
my name. I found some of them.
Oh, that's dope. That is awesome. Reviews are important. I think it gives other people, because what they say, like word of mouth, right? Like that drives business like none other. You tell one person one thing and the next, it's golden. And so that's cool. So what would you say is the most exotic place that you've traveled to or would like to travel to?
Exotic place?
Yes.
Don't
say Florida.
Germany. really exotic, but it was different.
Right.
It was different, the culture shock. Like,
right.
Even down to the plugs they plug in the wall is different.
Right.
You know,
oh, you said Germany.
Germany. Yeah,
yo.
And Magdeburg. It was a little kooky out there.
Right.
No, don't disrespect the Magdeburg people. It was weird out there, you know?
Right. Yo, we were supposed to go to Germany last year, but COVID, you know, it's all good. I was trying to learn German and everything. I had the little app. Anyway, that's another story. So you said Germany, and then where would you like to travel? Where's somewhere where you're like, yeah, I got to get there?
Italy.
Italy.
Spain, obviously Africa, Ghana, South Africa, Accra, going
yeah.
to Congo.
Congo, yes.
I'm going to go basically everywhere now. I'm going to visit at least every country now.
Yes.
I can't name all 50.
Hey, you still young. You got it in you.
I feel old.
Stop. You an old soul, that's why. Definitely an old soul. Before I ask my last question, I want to... my laptop be having these little ads pop up. I thought I'd blocked all that stuff. But anyway... tell the people what to expect from you in the near future.
Gotcha. My next product is going to be another coloring book,
mm-hmm.
The male version.
Yes.
The name is King Melanin.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. That's going to be
lit. Listen.
That's going to be lit.
Yes.
Coming out with a rug next year.
A rug?
Yeah, rug. Like a cutout rug, though. That's cool.
In the shape of Earth Motherland?
Okay,
yes. Dope.
I think it's like 150 centimeters, so it's about 4 or 5 feet.
Nice.
A rug I'm coming out with. Jewelry.
Nice.
And I really want to get into the animation world, like anime. Like the main goal with Earth Motherland is eventually turn into a cartoon.
Oh, dope.
Like a short film or something like that.
Yes. Short film. Are you going to write? Hey, you know, I write a little bit, so.
That's not my expertise.
In case you need some dialogue, okay? In case you need some dialogue, hey, I got you. I did give the people a little hint of what's to come. What our collaboration is to come is in the realm of coloring and artistic design is coming very, very soon, so I'm super excited about that. And then tell the people where to find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. It's I am Preston Mitchell, like Sam I am, but I am Preston Mitchell, 2 L's. I got a Twitter. I don't really get on much. It's just Preston Mitchell by itself. Snapchat.
Earth Motherland
is Snapchat. I have a TikTok, I think.
I'm done. Hey, we gonna get your social media game right. Look, you got Facebook and Instagram on lock, all right?
That's the main one, you know?
Yes.
Okay, because the message is like, you get on there, and you get back on there, and be gone. I'm like,
yes.
What's up with that?
You gotta change the setting, 24, anyway, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, I thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your willingness to connect. Definitely won't be the last because you're going to come back once we got our little stuff going, you know, worldwide. But it's just a conversation. So have a good one, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Instagram.
It ends, Sandy.